Good morning. Welcome to the Red Rock Morning Show on Red Rock 92.7 FM. It is Wednesday, February 21st, 2024, 9:08 a.m. on this Wednesday morning. Glad you've joined us for another edition of the Red Rock Morning Show. I'm your host, David Boyle, in studio with San Juan Record editor Bill Boyle. Good morning, Bill.
Good morning.
How are we doing today?
Oh, doing great.
Good deal.
What a beautiful place we live.
Yeah. Yeah, great place to be, and
feels like a little bit of winter and a little bit of spring and a hint of wind, and
yeah,
we get all four seasons today, maybe.
Yeah, except summer. I don't know that that's here, but anyways,
it's balmy 72 degrees in the studio. So
yeah, that's right.
Summer-like.
Okay. Fair enough.
That was a stretch, but
it was. But you know, you made it. So. Once again, it is the morning show on Red Rock 92. We've got a lot of local news and happenings for you throughout the Red Rock listening area. Taking a look at some news in the area, including the latest out of Monticello City, where members of the Monticello City Council discussed safety concerns on Main and Center Street as part of their latest meeting. At that meeting, City Manager Kaden Kulo share that they're still seeing people speed through town, including a city staff member nearly being hit twice in the school crosswalk. Council member Kevin Dunn shared a first-hand account of seeing a semi receive a citation after coming through town at what Dunn estimated to be 40 miles per hour, going through flashing lights in the school zone, along with a sheriff's deputy flashing their lights on the side of the road. Kulo reported that city staff continues to meet with the San Juan County Sheriff's Department, with collaboration continuing, including the possibility of a police car left in town, as well as additional speed shifts. Council discussed the idea of speed shifts for San Juan with San Juan County Sheriff deputies on Monticello's Main Street. The idea was first presented by Sheriff Lehi Lacey in June, with the shifts offering deputies overtime, with an officer focusing solely on the speed on Main Street, with the cost of those shifts offset by citations. Councilmember Ron Skinner shared that from January 1st to February 13th, there were 127 speeding tickets written in Monticello. Skinner also recommended that 2 8-hour speed shifts a month can change to 3 4 or 5 hour speed shifts a month for better coverage. Kulo also shared that in conversations with representatives with UDOT, they may be able to install flashing radar speed limit signs coming into town from the east on Highway 491, like the ones you see on the north and south end of Monticello. Kulo also shared an update on a proposal from Monticello Lions Club in December. The proposal would place two sets of bright orange flags on either side of Main Street at the intersections of 100 South and 200 South for pedestrians to carry while crossing the street. The mounts would need to be placed on breakaway poles near the intersection. The project would require two flag sets at $200 each, with the Lions Club sharing a financial commitment to the project, as well as volunteer labor for the project. Kulo shared an update that UDOT did not object to the project and even suggested a spring or fall time sidewalk study to see how many people are using the intersection. Kulo added that while there is potential for flags to go missing, the Lions Club and city will buy a minimal amount of flags to begin. While no votes were taken for action, all members of the council seemed in agreement with the direction of staff and grateful for the work of the Sheriff's Office and Lion Club, with Mayor Bailey Hedgeland adding that she doesn't mind being known as a speed trap town. That's a good reputation to have. So, safety discussions in Monticello.
You know, and it doesn't have to be a speed trap. You just have to get a way to get people's attention. Quite often, I'll be in Monticello or any other small town, and a car just roars by, and realize that the majority of those people are just not aware they're going 60 miles an hour down a city street. And how do you get their attention? Those are some good ideas. I like it.
Yeah. Yep. You know, and it's an issue in a lot of these small communities throughout the area. So definitely encourage you as you're driving through. Of course, if you live here, it's all the more reason to slow down. If you're a visitor, we really ask you to slow down while you're traveling through our communities.
Talked about a speed shift. As a teenager who grew up in Monticello, to me, a speed shift was going from fourth to fifth gear.
Yeah.
A speed shift. I guess that we're trying to stop speed shifts with a speed shift.
Yeah, need you down in third or second as you're coming through town. So
that's an entire shift of a law enforcement officer that's really focused on speed enforcement.
Yep. Yeah, exclusively. So, yeah, and overtime, you know, it's something that, you know, deputies, they want some overtime, it's great, you know, and that's what they'd focus on. And then, again, the idea is that the cost of that is kind of overset by some of those citations that would be given.
You know, it's just interesting. People, they get accustomed and maybe not realize how fast they're going. Coming north out of Moab, you know, there from where Main Street turns onto the highway up to the river, they've tried to control speed there. And it's just a different feel, a different, it's hard to get people's attention, but boy, it certainly is helpful once you do.
Yep. Yeah, and again, I think, you know, that idea of those flashing signs, I see them a lot of towns, you know, in the Red Rock area, both north and south ends of Monticello. I believe there's one in north end of Blanding, too. I know there's one coming into Dove Creek of, you know, flashes showing what your speed is right next to what the speed limit is, you know, and I don't know. Obviously, you know, people still speed through those, but hopefully it can catch people's attention.
But, you know, I have to admit, I'm going to make an admission here. I haven't realized how fast I'm going as I roll into a town. And those flashing lights are perfect. They're there. They flash if you're going too fast, give you an idea of what's going on. And then you have one less excuse when you're pulled over for speeding.
Yeah. Yep. So, all the reason to, pay attention and drive slow. Otherwise, it may cost you here in Monticello.
Yeah, at best cost you. It may cost you an accident, you know, and we've had several high-speed accidents in city limits here in Monticello, and I'm sure every other small town, people just not being careful, not being aware, and all of a sudden a $120 speeding ticket is a whole lot preferable to damage to your vehicle or hurting someone seriously. And so, I don't know, it's just not the old man shaking his fist at kids. You know, kids need to slow down. It really is a public safety issue. Should be addressed. And some good ideas.
Well, and that was the impetus too of the flags, you know, at that crossing in Monticello at 200 South and 100 South, is, you know, someone saw some kids, you know, nearly get hit by a big car, you know, anyway, so that's another part of that safety, is trying to make those crossings safer as well. So very interesting. That's part of the latest of Monticello City Council. They are story in full in the San Juan Record this week. Taking a look at some other news in the Red Rock area. Another place you're going to need to slow down, 500 South from Main Street to 100 East in Blanding, is going to be closed to through traffic as they're doing a construction project there. So again, Blanding, 500 South from Main Street to 100 East is going to be closed. Is closed now for some construction work, so that's underway. Again, it's the Red Rock Morning Show on Red Rock 92. We've got more local news and happenings coming your way. We'll take a quick break and be right back. Stick with us. You're listening to the Morning Show on 92.7.
Hello, this is Dave's phone. Leave me a message at the beep.
Hey, Dad. I just drove past the park you took me to on my 10th birthday. Remember how we fell into the stream? I just wanted to let you know I was thinking about you. Call me back. Love you.
Reminding someone of their worth is suicide prevention. Learn more at liveonutah.org.
Come check out the big bargains this month at Walker's True Value Hardware and Lumber Yard in Moab. 4 packs of GE HD LED bulbs are $13.99. Duracell AA and AAA 8-packs just $8.99. Rubbermaid 32-gallon wheel trash cans $19.99. Plus, stock up on winter staples like ice melt, heaters, insulation tape, and fire pits. Walker's True Value, Moab's one-stop hardware and lumber yard, next to Walker Drug.
Tires, tires, tires. When you need your tires looked at and local caring service, turn to Point S Tires of Moab. Point S Tires is the place to turn to for the Moab visitor, with all sizes of tires for everything on the road. And Point S Tires can also repair many of the problems that Four Corners travelers may face. When in Moab, seek out the problem solvers at Point S Tires. Be safe out there.
The Doobie Sisters, Montezuma County's only family-owned and operated recreational cannabis dispensary, is excited to announce the opening of their second location in Mancos. Find great deals during happy hour every day from 4:20 to 6 and shop a newly expanded inventory. There's always something for everyone at the Doobie Sisters. Order online at doobiesistersco.com. The Doobie Sisters, the best cannabis customer experience in the Four Corners since 2016.
Have you heard? San Juan Health has some exciting new features on their website. From a single account, you can view your entire family's medical bills, set up payment plans, fill out forms, and more. You can even pay a bill by responding to a text from the hospital or clinic. To find out more and create your own account today, visit sanjuanhealth.org and click Online Bill Pay. San Juan Health, chasing perfection since 1947.
Good morning. Welcome back to the Red Rock Morning Show on Red Rock 92.7. It's Wednesday, February 21st, 2024, 9:20 a.m. Glad you joined us for another edition of the show. Well, it's Wednesday, which means the latest edition of the San Juan Record is available now. Bill Boyle's got that in his hands.
Yes, I do. It's hot off the press. burning my fingers here taking a look at it. We've got a beautiful photo on the front page. Kirk Gregory sent in this incredible photo of a winter snowstorm over the mountains, and I was just certain that that was taken between LaSalle and Old LaSalle on Highway 46, and then realized this morning that's taken in the Abajo Mountains. So anyway, just a beautiful photo by Kurt Gregory. Our photo of the week is an important feature of the San Juan Record, and we certainly appreciate all the contributions we have from our readers and listeners. Monticello and Blanding City Council meetings are our two big stories on local government meetings for the week. And David's talked about the Blanding City Council meeting yesterday and the Monticello City Council meeting this morning. Natalie Randall is the new head of is managing director of the Utah Office of Tourism and Film, a big appointment for a Monticello resident who's lived here for many years. I think they've moved up to Salt Lake because that's a significant appointment for Natalie. She served as San Juan County Economic Development Coordinator for many years, and most recently has been working as Executive Director of the Utah Tourism Industry Association. So she's working for an industry organization now. She will be heading up the state efforts for tourism and film promotion. So congratulations to Natalie. We also have I've talked a little bit about this. Randy Lansing, age 40, of Aneth, was convicted of murder last week in a trial in federal court. We have our felony court report in the paper. It's popular in some circles and not so popular in others, but that court report, we feel an obligation to let people know felony-level charges that are filed in the 7th District Court. Our ongoing contributions from our writers are excellent, and they're there. Food Adventures by Mary Kokenauer. Gary Torres, the caveman, has a contribution of distributing wheelchairs in Tonga. We are really covering Tonga deeply in the San Juan Record. Gary and Dee Torres are serving a church mission in Tonga and send in periodic updates, and really, as always for the last 20 years, Gary Torres has fun things to report about. High school sports, two-way basketball in San Juan County is done for the season. Both the San Juan Bronco boys and girls teams were defeated in play last week. The 1A tournaments get started, play-in games on Saturday with a couple of local teams playing, and then the big tournament is in Richfield next week. Have lots of information about that. We have three obituaries in the paper today, including Daniel Bandis, whose funeral services will be held Friday. He's from Blanding. Bonnie Pettit of Blanding, her services were yesterday, I think. And Sherry Christensen, a Monticello native, who had services here on Monday, too. So you can pick up the paper. There's always a lot in there, a lot of good information. Monument Valley High School boys basketball team. Team photo graces the back page of our paper. And anyway, it's exciting times, but it's wrapping up. Here in a couple of weeks, we'll be scratching our heads. Looking forward to spring sports arrival, but it's keeping awfully busy right now. Of course, that extends into Red Rock 92, where we will broadcast lots of basketball games in the next week or so, and it's going to be lots of fun.
Yeah, absolutely. Well, another full edition out, Bill, and yeah, good work getting another edition out the door, and folks can get it throughout the area and online at sjrnews.com. Once again, it is the Red Rock Morning Show on Red Rock 92. We've got more local news and happenings for you throughout the Red Rock Listening Air. Report out of Grand County, the Times Independent reporting the conversation with Grand County Sheriff Jameson Wiggins that Grand County leads Utah in methamphetamine bust, or did so in 2023, with the county confiscating nearly 1,000 pounds of the illegal substance, 924 pounds to be exact. Beat out every other county in the Utah Highway Patrol's dedicated narcotics team. Last year, Wiggins' office conducted 23 significant drug busts and also confiscated 100 pounds of cocaine, 97 pounds of fentanyl, 665 pounds of marijuana, and 8 gallons of PCP. Wiggins told the Times Independent that they're getting lots of compliments from other counties, and they're being recognized even at the federal level. That's a report in the latest edition of the Times Independent. Once again, it's the morning show on Red Rock 92. Just a heads up, as they're working on this in the RICO area, but northeast RICO, Colorado, may be without water due to a break in a water main. They're hoping to wrap that up today, but there was a water main break in RICO, and so that's impacting folks there. Once again, it is the morning show on Red Rock 92. As part of the morning show, we've got funeral notices and memorial services throughout the Red Rock area.
Yeah, I mentioned we have the obituary in the paper today, but funeral services for Daniel Douglas Bandus, age 38 of Blanding, begin at noon on Friday at the Blanding Stake Center of the Church of Jesus Christ of Latter-day Saints. Visitation from 10 to 11:30. A celebration of life for Dolores resident Sarah Lynn Reisenhoover will be held at 10 a.m. on Friday at Rock Springs Church in Cortez. Sarah Lynn passed away on Saturday at the age of 84. And a celebration of life service for Robert Lewis Sanders begins at 10 a.m. on Saturday at the Lewis Areola Community Center. Sanders, age 77 of Cortez, passed away on February 8th. For more information on these and other services, check the local newspapers or the websites for Ertel Funeral Home, Spanish Valley Mortuary, or the San Juan Mortuary.
Thanks for sharing those, Bill. Once again, it is the morning show on 92.7. We'll take another break and be right back. Stick with us. You're listening to the morning show on Red Rock 92.
Celebrate backyard birds during National Bird Feeding Month at Choice Building Supply Ace Hardware in Cortez. We've got big sales on Ace 40-pound wild bird food and 20-pound black oil sunflower seed. Assorted varieties of Ace bird suet, just $139 apiece. Plus, save on Ace spray paint, yard and garden tools, Flex Seal products, Gorilla Tape, and much more. It's all part of our Red Hot Buys this month at Choice Building Supply Ace Hardware in Cortez.
For the past 16 years, residential construction has been our focus at Lee Contracting. Specializing in remodels and additions, we can take your house from ground to finish. Enthusiastic supporters of high school sports, give us a call at 435-459-1314.
Tax season, and there's no better place to use your refund than High Performance Ford of Moab. Tax refunds make great down payments and can help lower your monthly interest rate. We have a wide selection of new and pre-owned vehicles with deals on everything from Mavericks to Super Duties and thousands off F-150s. We offer a variety of financing options with rates as low as 1.9% on F-150s and 0% financing on Explorers, Edges, and Escapes. Call or come in today. Tax season done right at High Performance Ford of Moab. It's that easy.
Spring's right around the corner, and Walker Drug, Moab's everything store, has all your seed starter needs covered. Garden and flower seeds are here. The January wine sale has been extended through February. Our new shipment of Tannerite will help you celebrate spring with a bang. Plus, Walker Drug offers home prescription delivery and a medication sync program. Walker Drug, Moab's everything store, right next to Walker's True Value.
hearts, love, and sweet winnings at the Ute Mountain Casino. Get ready for a month of excitement with sweet winnings. Every Saturday in February at 6 p.m., 8 p.m., and 10 p.m., we're giving away $1,000 in cash. Every drawing. Every Sunday is Sunday Fun Day. Every hour, we're giving away $200 in cash to one lucky winner and $25 in free play to their friend. Sweet winnings and Sunday Fun Day await at Ute Mountain Casino.
Moab Heat and Cool, your Bryant Whatever It Takes dealer, reminds you it's time to clean and tune up your furnace this winter. Check out this unbelievable special for Red Rock 92 listeners. Right now, get a full furnace cleaning and service for only $99. Don't miss the big Red Rock Radio Winter Furnace Tune-Up Special. Call Moab Heat and Cool right now at 259-1519. That's 259-1519. Take advantage of the big $99 furnace special this winter with Moab Heat and Cool, your Bryant Whatever It Takes dealer.
Moab Heat and Cool can now handle all your plumbing needs. Call them today.
Well, good morning. Welcome back to the Red Rock Morning Show on Red Rock 92.7. It is Wednesday, February 21st, 2024, 9:30 a.m.
That song we just heard, Kind of a Drag by the Buckinghams, was the number one song in the land in 1967, 57 years ago today. The Buckinghams are an American sunshine pop group out of Chicago. They formed in 1966, and within a year they had five top 40 hits. This was one of the top selling acts of 1967, and they didn't last a whole lot longer beyond that, but Kind of a Drag by the Buckinghams. On this day in 1916, the Battle of Verdun began in World War I. Deadly battle, one of these not decisive battles, but had significant implications just because of the brutality of it as much as anything. On this day in 1972, President Richard Nixon flew into China, made a state visit to China. It was the first interaction between the two nations in 21 years. That was a pretty big event. A few things. McPhee Reservoir in southwest Colorado was 77% full today. 1 year ago, it was less than half full, so we're in much better shape reservoir-wise. Lake Powell is 33% full today, and it's 15 feet higher than it was a year ago today. So our reservoirs are in better shape than they were, but still, in Lake Powell in particular, there's a lot of room for a lot of water in Lake Powell. Our weatherman, Tim Root, continues to be under the weather. We wish him good luck and look forward to the day when he's once again on top of the weather. But good luck, Tim. And as I mentioned yesterday, our translator at 101.5 FM in Moab is up and running again. It took a significant effort and a whole lot of invaluable help from some good people to help us get that back and running. We're in the process of making long-term changes there that will be helpful. Today is International Language Day. Celebrate all the variety of languages in the world. It's also National Sticky Bun Day. So be careful where you sit. But I'm bum. Actor wow. Alan Rickman was born on this day in 1946. He died in 2016. He's one of these guys. You can tell how old you are by how you know him the best. Of course, he had his first big break in Die Hard. Mm-hmm. He was awesome in Die Hard. And then he had his last big roles in the Harry Potter movies. He was Severus Snape. Yeah. Anyway, he was awesome. Also in Robin Hood, Prince of Thieves, Rasputin. He died of pancreatic cancer in 2016. When he was born, he had a birth defect that had a tight jaw. Hmm. And I think you sensed that when you watched him act. That tight jaw was a part of his genius, I guess. I don't know. Yeah. Anyway, I really liked Alan Rickman.
He also did a movie here in the Red Rock country, did Galaxy Quest, which was filmed in part over in Goblin Valley. So, yeah.
He knew the area.
Yeah, I guess so. Or spent some time in the area.
You know, I don't know. He was from the UK, I assume.
Yeah.
I always thought he was German because Hans Gruber in Die Hard was from Germany. But anyway, happy birthday to Alan Rickman. Sorry that he's gone. Jordan Peele is 45 years old today. He won an Oscar for Best Original Screenplay for Get Out. He's awesome. Actress Jennifer Love Hewitt is 45 years old today, and Kelsey Grammer is 69. Singer Mary Chapin Carpenter is 66. And today's birthday of a guy who I just like to say the name.
Mm-hmm.
There's just names I like to say. Film director Sam Peckinpah.
It's a good name.
His birthday today. He passed away a few years ago, too. Happy birthday locally to Leanne Nielsen. It's Leanne's birthday today. If you see Leanne, wish her a happy birthday. In addition to lots of other people, Shelley Poole in Dove Creek, Wanda Martin, Stephen Buffington, Tori Butler, Shannon Brooks, Katie Gardner, Mindy Saunders, Patricia Montgomery, and Glennis Mance. That's a lot of birthdays. That's like a birthday hall of fame today.
Yeah.
If you want to give a birthday shout out on the morning show, give us a call at 435-587-2277 or email info@redrock92.com.
Very good. Thanks for sharing those, Bill, and happy birthday to those folks out there. Hope they have a lovely birthday. Once again, it is the morning show on 92.7. We'll send you next to the on-air job fair, job opportunities in the Red Rock listening area, and then we'll be back with the sports report. Stick with us. It's the morning show on 92.7.
Listen every day for the on-air job fair on Red Rock 92. The job fair is broadcast 9 times a day, throughout the day, every day.
Enjoy great pay, benefits, and work environment at San Juan Health. Positions at San Juan Hospital include registered nurses for surgery and medical services and laboratory, radiology, and ultrasound technologists. San Juan Clinic Monticello seeks a clinic manager, and Spanish Valley Clinic seeks an outpatient pharmacy manager. Apply at sanjuanhealth.org under the Careers tab. For more information, call Melissa at 435-587-1114 or email mslade@sanjuanhealth.org. The Canyonland Solid Waste District has several openings. A mechanic, a lube tech, a heavy equipment operator, and CDL drivers are needed. If you're looking for year-round work with the best benefits in the area, stop by 2295 South Highway 191 in Moab, or visit them on the web at swssd1.org. You can also call at 435-259-6314 for more information. San Juan County has a number of openings, including an environmental health director, a full-time economic development specialist, a sheriff's deputy in the North District, a part-time senior center aide in Blanding, and a 32-hour-a-week victims advocate position that includes benefits. San Juan County offers excellent pay and a generous benefits package for full-time employees. Get more information and apply at sanjuancounty.org or contact Crystal Brake at 435-587-3225. White Mesa Travel Center is seeking an experienced convenience store manager with retail and fuel administration experience. They're also seeking an assistant manager. And Cuchu's Restaurant at Ute Mountain Casino Hotel seeks an experienced chef for the Chef Talon role. 3-plus years experience as a room chef, chef de cuisine, or sous chef. Culinary school training is preferred and experience in a fast-paced, high-volume environment. Also, openings for cooks and sous chefs. Wages on experience up to $20.72 per hour. Full benefit packages available including vacation and holidays. Download an application at utemountaincasino.com/careers and submit with your resume to employment@utemountaincasino.com or call Human Resources at 970-564-6127 for more information. Grand School District needs you. Openings are for bus drivers, a groundskeeper maintenance person, a Dene Language Family Club instructor, a district speech pathologist, a severe special ed paraprofessional, and a lead teacher slash dean of students at the new Student Career and Success Center. Wages are up for full and part-time vacancies, and they offer great benefits, retirement, and holidays and weekends off. Get a job that matches your child's schedule and makes a difference. Apply at grandschools.org and click on the Employment tab to learn more. Worldmark Moab has immediate openings in housekeeping, maintenance, guest services, and food and beverage. Competitive wages start at $20 an hour, including worldwide travel discounts, full benefits, and limited share housing is available. Come join our dynamic team at Worldmark Moab. Apply in person on-site at 1435 North Highway 191 or online at careers.travelandleisureco.com. Homestead Steakhouse in Blanding is looking to fill several positions. including a regular cook and a prep cook for the evenings. They're also looking for a chef with knowledge of Chinese cuisine. Experience is helpful, but they're willing to train. Pick up an application at the Homestead Steakhouse at 121 East Center in Blanding. Call Katie at 435-220-9134 for an appointment. Lisbon Valley Mine still has a number of open positions, including heavy equipment mechanics and an industrial electrician. Lisbon Valley Mine offers year-round full-time employment with competitive wages and excellent benefits. To apply, send a resume to applications at lisbonmine.com. For more information, go to lisbonmine.com/careers. Lisbon Valley Mining Company mines and produces copper within Utah's Lisbon Valley, located in LaSalle. Canyonlands Care Center, Moab's senior care facility, is searching for certified nursing assistants at $20 an hour, along with RNs and LPNs. These are full-time positions with benefits. Come join an amazing and caring team. Please contact Canyonlands Care Center at 435-719-4400 or stop by at 390 Williams Way behind the hospital. Blue Mountain Hospital in Blanding has a variety of open positions, including registered nurses in many departments. They're also seeking a radiology ultrasound tech, a marketing assistant, and a patient care tech full-time and part-time at night. Blue Mountain Hospital offers an incredible work experience and atmosphere with great people, compensation, and benefits. Apply today at bmhutah.org/careers. Find rewarding and satisfying work at Utah Navajo Health System. Currently seeking employees for a wide variety of positions, including medical, dental, behavioral, and support functions at locations across the Northern Navajo Nation and Southeast Utah. UNHS strives to hire the most talented and optimistic employees in the healthcare sector. Check out unhsinc.org/careers for a complete list of current job openings.
Listen every day for the on-air job fair on Red Rock 92. If you want to participate, give us a call at 435-587-2277 or email info@redrock92.com.
It's the 24th annual Cortez Livestock Farm and Equipment Consignment Auction, April 5th through 7th at the Cortez Livestock Auction. Consignments will be accepted March 14th through April 3rd from 8 to 6 daily and April 4th from 8 to 5. The deadline to list items on the advertising flyer is March 3rd. For more information, call or text Rowdy at 970-759-0233 or Alan at 970-749-1958. Brought to you by Rawhide Auctions.
Do you enjoy working with children? Care About Childcare is looking for people who are interested in starting their own childcare business in San Juan County. Startup costs and a $2,500 grant are available for family childcare providers. A $10,000 grant is available for childcare centers. Funding is limited. Call 435-613-5619 to learn more. Funded by DWS through the ARPA Discretionary Fund.
Compared to previous vocational classes, career and technical education courses now span nearly every industry, including automotive, welding, health science, business, digital arts, computer science, and more. CTE students learn valuable, real-world technical skills with a solid academic foundation while exploring career options or pursuing their passions. Did you know San Juan School District offers 19 CTE pathways for secondary students? To learn more, visit a CTE teacher or southeastutahcte.org.
You don't have to be sidelined by sports injuries in San Juan County. Precision Rehab provides physical therapy in Monticello and Blanding, as well as Montezuma Creek and Monument Valley, where our therapists have helped athletes of all ages get back in the game since 1996. Precision Rehab is dedicated to restoring you and your loved ones to peak performance when pain and injury slow you down. We offer innovative, effective treatments that make a difference. Treatment is covered by most insurances, including Medicare. Call 435-678-3869 for an appointment. That's 435-678-3869. Or find out more at precisionrehabutah.com.
Well, good morning. Welcome back to the Red Rock Morning Show on Red Rock 92.7. It's Wednesday, February 21st, 2024. 9:44 a.m. on this Wednesday morning. Glad you've joined us for another edition of the Red Rock Morning Show. Wednesday means we've got Rhett Sifford in studio for a live want to say high school hoops. Sorry, Brett.
A live something.
Yeah, a live sports report.
It may not be good. I'm ready to text old after that last break there. That's all I know.
That's what they want you to do.
That's my life, too, texting old. I tell you what. Hey, it's nuts. The winter sports season is obviously, we're getting down to the culmination. Unfortunately, in southeastern Utah, the San Juan basketball team seasons kind of came to an abrupt end in early rounds of their state tournament. The Grand County girls also dropping out in the first couple rounds. The Grand County boys have made it through, though, with the win this past weekend. They are headed to the 2A state quarterfinals. And so basketball state tournaments are really going to start ramping up here. Starting tomorrow, we're going to have three straight days of lots of basketball for teams in our area. So that's fun. I know you guys are going to be doing some coverage as 1A starts happening. But Grand County, a tough matchup for them. They're going to SUU, going to take on number one Kanab. So that'll be an obvious, a real test to see where Grand stands at that point. Yeah. And unfortunately, like we were just talking off air, it's not a double elimination tournament. So you'll continue into some consolation play, a chance to play for fifth place. And then if you lose in the semifinals, a chance to play for third place. But it's not the same as a state championship. So you got to win three straight at this point. So we wish Grand well. They're the number eight seed in the tournament. That should be a fun matchup against Kanab tomorrow. Another tournament starting tomorrow. Colorado teams are in their district tournaments, not just run through, because these are all going to be happening starting tomorrow with the Dove Creek boys, and then mainly on Friday is the big day for these district tournaments. But so the Dove Creek boys, the number three seed in the 1A District 1 tournament, and that's happening at Olathe High School. And they're going to be taking on number six, Caprock Academy. Unfortunately, the winner of that game, and of course we're hoping it's Dove Creek, will go on to play number two in that tournament, Nucla. So if Dove Creek can advance, then at that point it'd be a matchup between two of our local teams. Mm-hmm. So Nucla awaiting the winner of the Dove Creek Caprock Academy game on the boys' side in that 1A District 1 tournament. And so those are all just one game a day. So Dove Creek will play tomorrow. And then the next game won't be until Friday, the championship game in that tournament on Saturday. And that's the way all these district tournaments go. On the girls' side, 1A District 1, Dove Creek is the number one seed. And so they've got a bye in the first round. They'll take on either Caprock Academy or North Park on Friday. Nucla is the number three seed in the girls' 1A District 1 tournament. They are already set. Both of these teams got byes, so number three Nucla will be playing number two DeBeck, and that tournament is also at Olathe High School. So those games set for Friday. And let's see, 2A District 3, Mancus and Dolores, a matchup in the first round, which is actually the semifinals of that tournament. And this is between the boys. This is being played at Telluride. So one of our teams, unfortunately, season's going to come to an end, either Mancus or Dolores tomorrow. And then let's see, on the girls' side, 2A District 3, Mancus and Dolores in separate brackets. You've got Mancus versus Telluride tomorrow and Dolores versus Ridgeway. So if they both go through, then they'd see each other in the district championship. For Montezuma Cortez, those two teams, the boys and girls playing in the Intermountain District Championship. And on the boys' side, number three, Montezuma Cortez is taking on Crested Butte. This is in, I guess, various cities. So it's, let's see, I think it's being hosted by the highest seed. So I think this is all in Ignacio, maybe. I'm not sure. No, I'm sorry. This is Bayfield High School. That's where that's all being played. So Montezuma Cortez boys versus Crested Butte. Montezuma Cortez girls versus Ignacio. That's kind of a local matchup. I don't know that if they receive us in Ignacio. I don't typically cover them. But they're one of our kind of local teams, but so is Bayfield too. So,
sure.
So anyway, that's all the district tournaments going on. So that'll be happening. Dove Creek starting tomorrow, but then all the rest of those on Friday. We mentioned the 2A boys state tournament. We've also obviously got the 1A boys and girls getting underway, and you guys will be doing the Monticello game. That's number 14 Monticello versus Dugway, number 19 seed in that tournament on Saturday. So that should be a fun matchup here in Monticello. And another game in the boys tournament, number 18 Monument Valley, will have to travel to take on number 15 Bryce Valley. So that's happening Saturday. All the rest of the teams are already in. And so we've got five other teams just kind of awaiting what happens this weekend as to who people will play. Other than the Monument Valley girls, everything's pretty much set. The green just sticking to the boys right now. So this will be happening in Richfield starting next Wednesday in a four-day tournament. And again, just like we talked about, it's single elimination with consolation brackets if you lose. And until you lose twice, you're at least continuing to play. But so number eight, Green River, has been the best boys team in our area. And they're going to be taking on number nine, Milford. That's going to be a heck of a matchup Wednesday for Green River, a big test for them, I think. And that's the 2A second round. So that's the round right before the quarterfinals. We mentioned the two boys games that are going on this weekend for play-in games. Let's see, number 12, Whitehorse, a tough matchup against number 5, Wendover, in the second round. That's already set. Then you've got on the girls' side, it'll be obviously number 1, Monument Valley. We're excited about what's going to happen with them in the state tournament, and they're awaiting a game to decide who they're going to play. They don't know their second-round opponent yet. But they're obviously set to go and going on in Richfield starting Wednesday. The White Horse girls, the number 7 seed in the tournament, going to be taking on number 10 Valley in the second round and number 14 Monticello. We got a report there in the state tournament for the first time since 2019. So congratulations to them, and they're going to be taking on a very tough number 3 Rich team. So that's everybody. That's everything that's set to go at this point. Obviously, some things will be decided. We do hope you're going to have both the Monticello and Monument Valley boys moving in into the tournament as well. So if so, then we'd have 7 teams playing in that state tournament in Utah. So it's all happening, the postseason happening, a lot of basketball, wrestling already in the books, which is hard to believe. But the basketball team's set to close out this winter sports season for us.
Yeah, pretty wild. So yeah, that, you know, we were joking beforehand. There's a little bit of basketball being played now down the stretch.
I think there's some tournaments this weekend.
Yeah. So yeah, we've got a ton left, but man, it'll be over like that. Like Rhett said, we'll be broadcasting the Monticello versus Dugway game on 92.7 and StreamUtah.live on Saturday, and then the 92.7 crew will be over at the 1A state tournament next week and covering a lot of games.
What's the tip on that Monticello game? I don't know what time the tip is.
So it's been down at 1 o'clock, I think, is what I've seen. We're kind of waiting because there is a possibility it could have changed, but I think that it's probably set for one. We'll double check. Make sure to check out on social media.
Saturday afternoon basketball. It's always fun this time of year when you start to get the afternoon games.
Yeah, it's a good time. So, should be a lot of fun, and opportunity for Monticello to punch their ticket to the state tournament. Yeah.
Just wishing all our teams well. I mean, at this point, everybody's got an opportunity, you know, so they're excited going in. So, yeah, just wish all of our local teams well, and we'd love to see some of these teams making it into some late rounds this season.
Yeah, would be a lot of fun. Once again, it is the Red Rock Morning Show on Red Rock 92. That'll do it for the sports report, and with it, this edition of the Red Rock Morning Show. Really glad that you joined us this morning, and we look forward to chatting with you tomorrow. Until then, have a great Wednesday.